Welcome to the Prayer Podcast today. I'm Pastor Joe Patterson. During the month of August, we've been exploring together recapturing helpful spiritual rhythms in our life. And today, I bring to you a prayer exercise that we are going to explore together. You know, when we come to the Holy Scriptures, sometimes we come with our heads, and sometimes we come with our hearts. But in the book Sacred Rhythms, Arranging Our Lives for Spiritual Transformation, the author, Ruth Haley Barton, talks about a different type of method, one in which we engage the Holy Scriptures with our multisensory imagination. So we're going to do that today. When we look at it this way, it's called the Ignatian method. And we consider what we see through the Scripture, what we hear through the Scripture, and maybe what we smell when we engage the Scripture. So today I invite you to enter the story from Mark 10 and the story of Bartimaeus. And perhaps, you know, this will help you to connect and deepen your understanding of the Scriptures today. And if not, maybe we'll try something else later down the road. But today I hope this inspires you. So today, let's get into a comfortable position where we can engage Scripture. And let's take a nice deep breath in of our awareness of God's presence. He's here with us, and He's here with you. And then breathe out nice and easy any anxiety or fear that you might be facing today, and prepare to engage the Holy Scriptures from Mark 10. Starting with verse 46. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. For these moments, picture yourself there with Jesus as part of the crowd. What do you see? What do you visualize? What do you hear? What can you feel in that moment and smell? A blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. Can you see him there? What does he look like? What is he begging for? What does his voice sound like? When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Can you hear and sense his determination and the desperation in his voice? And how uncomfortable the situation is as others try to quiet him. Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." Imagine Jesus' face, what his eyes look like as he requests this. Allow yourself to hear his voice in this moment. So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. Can you imagine his anticipation and his expectation? Now hear what Jesus has to say. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asks him. Let the question ring in your ears and echo in your heart. While Jesus has spoken the question directly to this beggar, imagine how Jesus is asking this question directly to you in this moment. You have the Son of the Living God's full focused attention. Allow yourself to hear him asking you with invitation and love, "What do you want me to do for you?" What begins to stir in your heart as Jesus asks that to you? What do you begin to feel in that moment? The blind man says, "Rabbi, I want to see." What do you want to say to Jesus today? What is it that you are longing for? What is it that you need or want most from Jesus in this moment? What thoughts can you jot down in this moment as to be able to reference them later on and revisit them? As you have encountered Jesus, what words, what phrases, what prayers seem to most consistently capture your sense of longing for God right now? Our prayer today is that as you seek to strengthen or reestablish your rhythms with God today, that He will draw you close to His side, cover you in His mercy, and inspire your longing for Him. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.